Communication is a fundamental element of sales success. In fact, if you think about it as a successful salesperson, you're going to be really a facilitator of communication, getting the customer or the prospect to talk to you in a way that shares information and allows you to show them how you can help them succeed in their objectives. So there are three steps to communication that we've learned that we use repeatedly, whether it's in the initial cold call or in the eighth call in a long sales cycle. The first part of that is to take advantage of mirroring. And this isn't the conventional one where it says to mirror your customer. In fact, it's get the customer to mirror you. People will respond in a similar way to the way that you do things. So if I was to stand up now and dance, a lot of people would stand up and dance with me. So again, the way that I initiate a conversation very much dictates how the person at the other end of that conversation is going to respond. And with that, it allows me to set the flow for the conversation. So the way I initiate things will very much dictate what kind of response I'm going to get, which takes us to the second point, which is up to me to be aware and ready to deal with all the responses that are possible that that customer can have to the way that I ask the initial question. So again, don't be sitting there hoping you get the answer that you want. You have to be ready for the range of answers that are possible and how you're going to take each of those answers and use them to your advantage to move the sale forward. And then the last part of it is making sure that you can get the customer involved in the conversation so they open up and share information with you. And the easiest way to do that is to continuously paint a visual picture that they can identify with, that they could be comfortable with, and one that they'll interpret for you. Because if they interpret the visual picture that you set up for them, you will have a sense of what they're looking at, what they're comfortable with, what turns them on, what doesn't turn them on. So the more that you can involve them through a series of visual paintings or visual series that you can create for them, the more they're going to share information with you and the more you're going to be able to use that information to move the sale forward.